As Australia's energy security and affordability debate continues, gas has come under the microscope, with concerns of supply in the near future now a potential issue. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission have stated significant shortages could become a reality as soon as 2018, which could mean higher power bills for individual homes. With politicians, business leaders and environmental groups all weighing in on the vitriolic debate, Ty Sokutsi investigates.
The future of gas prices in Australia has come under the spotlight in recent days, with reports of a high chance of a gas shortfall in the coming years. The Australian Energy Market Operator, as well as the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, have projected a shortage of between 55 and 108 petajoules in 2018, which would potentially drive up gas costs for local consumers and put business under a heavy strain. The reports were followed by strong words from the Prime Minister, who has so far refrained from implementing gas export controls.
You can see that we are focused on this issue rigorously in the short term, in the near term, in the medium term and the long term. We are approaching the energy challenge, as I've said again and again, based on economics and engineering. We are going to do all we can to ensure that Australians have affordable energy, that it is secure and reliable, and that we meet our emissions reduction commitments.
Malcolm Turnbull pointed to the possible shortfall being three times that of earlier projections, well and truly returning gas to the top of Australia's energy agenda. But it isn't a supply that seems to be the issue. Roderick Campbell, the Director of Research at the Australia Institute, explains.
Australia, in total, is about to become the world's biggest gas exporter. So we're about to be bigger than Qatar, bigger than other big countries like Trinidad and Iran. We're about to be the biggest gas exporter in the world. So when the Prime Minister sort of says, oh, there's a shortfall, we're running out of gas, just take a step back. Australia is producing far more gas than ever before. The east coast of Australia is producing three times more gas every year than it traditionally has. But we're doing it for export. So the question is, it's not about do we have enough gas in Australia. We've got loads of gas. The question is, where's it going and who should pay how much for it? You know, that's why it's become such a political fight.
Mr. Campbell says the introduction of coal seam gas fracking has brought about a major economic opportunity in recent years, with gas exports valuing nearly $17 billion in 2016.
What we've seen develop in the last decade or two of unconventional gas, part of which is coal seam gas, where rather than one big bubble of gas, what a gas explorer or producer is trying to do is suck out all the little bubbles of gas that have collected in the ground, and in the case of coal seam gas, in a coal seam. They'll drill down and then quite radically drill sideways and try, in the case of fracking, have like a little explosion or a hydraulic something to smash up that geological formation, smash up the coal seam a bit, so that all those little pockets of gas should then hopefully find their way up the original hole and to the surface.
Being Australia's third largest energy resource behind coal and uranium, gas is also seen as a much cleaner source. But fracking is not without its risks, particularly in Queensland, where it threatens much of Australia's water supply in the Great Artesian Basin.
When you're breaking up that geological formation, what is going to come out of your hole is hopefully gas, but also there'll certainly be lots of water. It might be very saline. You might get some of the chemicals that you were pumping down there to help break up that formation. And whether or not all of the gas is going to go up your original hole, or whether it's going to seep out somewhere else. And for anyone who's seen the footage of Jeremy Buckingham setting the Condamine River on fire, they know what I'm talking about. The process of fracking and unconventional gas extraction poses a lot more issues for the environment because of the amount of salt, water, chemicals.
But the crux of this issue is political. Citing an abundant supply of gas across the East Coast gas market, Dr. Liam Wagner from Griffith University says a number of policy failures are ultimately to blame.
We have an inordinate amount of gas in the country, and we are one of the largest gas exporters in the world, and we export several times more than we could possibly use in a year. So really what it is that we have a failure of policy to control the rate of export.
Dr. Liam Wagner from Griffith University, ending that report by Tyson Hughesy.